there's an one of the Superman movies. Superman gets shot in the eye and it doesn't bother him. And the guy sitting next to him in the theater said, "Yeah, right." And he said, "Oh, that's the thing you can't get used to. Not the fact that there's a man flying around the world with a cape with X-ray vision. But the bullet in the eye is the thing you can't deal with." That was funny. All right. We filled up a full hour. 8 o'clock. Look at that. All right. We'll talk to you next Friday once again, my friend. You have a great week, all right?
We'll see everyone at the movies. Thanks, everyone.
All right. There you go. Yeah, I love him. Brett Hoffman, Senior Marketing Director for Marcus Theaters. We'd love to have him here. It's 8 o'clock on a noggin. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is holding out for a diplomatic solution to the Israel-Iran conflict, provided Tehran gives up hopes of a nuclear weapon. His spokeswoman, Caroline Levitt.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, he will make that decision within the next 2 weeks.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The White House says correspondence between the two countries continues.
If there's a chance for diplomacy, the president's always going to grab it, but he's not afraid to use strength as well.
Talks begin today in Geneva, Switzerland, between top diplomats from Germany, France, and the United Kingdom, and Iranian representatives. The U.S. isn't participating, but the British are set to tell the Iranians an American proposal is still on the table, which prevents domestic enrichment of nuclear fuel for what Iran claims is a civilian nuclear program.
The Israeli military says it hit dozens of Iranian targets overnight. At least one Iranian missile breached air defenses in southern Israel today. A three-judge panel in San Francisco ruled last night President Trump may retain control over the California National Guard troops he sent into L.A. to monitor anti-ICE protests. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson says there could be broader implications.
Trump could overplay his hand by trying to do this throughout the nation. And if that happens, I think the courts might push back on how much discretion the president has, even under the statute.
The Dodgers say they prevented federal agents from entering the stadium ahead of last night's game against the Padres. After the team delayed an announcement about plans to help LA's immigrant community. Police in Memphis say they arrested a man who was planning to kidnap the city's Democratic mayor. Surveillance video shows Trenton Abston scaling a wall and heading straight for Paul Young's home. CBS's Nicole Valdez.
When police later arrested that suspect, they found a taser, gloves, rope, and duct tape in his car. He told police he was angry with the mayor and wanted to confront him about this crime in the city.
They're debating what would be the first assisted dying law in the UK.
Lawmakers are being allowed to vote their conscience, and several have changed their positions both for and against. This family doctor is for it.
It should be about patient choice.
This palliative care doctor is against.
It's going to break the bond of trust between doctors and patients.
Assisted suicide laws have been passed in 9 European countries. It remains a crime here. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Border Patrol agents say they've shut down construction of an almost 3,000-foot-long tunnel designed to transport drugs from a commercial warehouse in Tijuana, Mexico, directly into a home across the border in San Diego County. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An extreme heat watch hits our area tomorrow with highs near 95. The heat index could get near 105. Officials urge hydration, staying inside, and checking on vulnerable neighbors. Cooling centers will be open across Racine and Kenosha counties. You can call 211 for locations. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine police are still investigating 2 separate shootings Wednesday night. One was fatal. That one was at around 10 that night on Marquette Avenue. No suspects are named in that deadly shooting. There is someone in custody for the shooting earlier in the night on Carlisle. Investigators are urging witnesses to come forward. With the state budget deadline days away, the Joint Finance Committee canceled a hearing yesterday. If a new budget in Madison isn't signed by June 30th, current funding will stay in place, impacting schools and communities statewide. Legendary Racine broadcaster Gary Sewer was posthumously honored at the WBA Summer Conference last night. He was named as a local broadcast legend. Sewer's legacy includes 36 years at WRJN, covering over 2,100 games and running the news operation. The State Patrol will have a plane in the air this weekend over Kenosha County. Someone in the sky will be watching I-94 for reckless driving and speeding and calling down reports to a trooper on the ground. And Racine's Island Park Beer Garden opens today. The family and dog-friendly event continues all weekend at that park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pacers beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night in Indianapolis, 108-91, to tie up the NBA Finals at three games apiece. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton for the Pacers on Sunday night in Oklahoma City. It'll be the first time there's been a Game 7 in the Finals in 9 years.
You know, for the next couple days, the narratives are going to be almost poison, you know, to talk about what this would mean to our city and legacy talk, and we played so well.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Twins at Target Field. The Crew with a dramatic 8-7 win over the Cubs in Chicago yesterday, despite some very questionable balls and strike calls by the home plate umpire against the Brewers' Abner Uribe and Trevor McGill.
Pretty bad calls there in Abner's inning and in my inning. Yeah, I mean, that's baseball, I guess. I mean, they're going to have bad days back there, too.
That's Brewers closer Trevor McGill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO, move boldly, dance freely.
WRJN weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible this morning, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend. Definitely find ways to stay cool. Highs in the mid-90s. Right now, it's 71.
Why is McDonald's still counting? How insecure is this company? 40 million, 80 jillion, billion, zillion, killion, tillion, million, tillion. Is anyone really impressed anymore? Oh, 89 billion sold. All right, I'll have one. I'm satisfied. Who cares? I would love to meet the chairman of the board of McDonald's and just say to him, look, we all get it. Okay, you've sold a lot of hamburgers, whatever the hell the number is. Just put up a sign, McDonald's, we're doing very well. Okay. We are tired of hearing about every one of them. What is their ultimate goal? To have cows just surrendering voluntarily or something? Showing up at the door, we'd like to turn ourselves in, we see the sign. We realize we have very little chance out there. We'd like to be a Happy Meal, if that's at all possible.
sound with the Crystals. Then he kissed me. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Good morning. It's 8:12. It is a Friday. Today's the first day of summer. Actually, tonight at 9:42 p.m. will be the first moment summer kicks in. And boy, what a weekend we're going to have. Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the 90s both days. 94 the high Saturday, 92 the high on Sunday. Summer coming in with a vengeance, huh? Right now, cloudy, 70 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, you think VHS tapes have no value? A sealed Back to the Future VHS tape 3 years ago sold for $75,000. Not just any old unopened VHS tape. This one belonged to Tom Wilson. You know, Biff from Back to the Future. The tape was part of a first-of-its-kind VHS-only auction. 260 tapes were sold, including a copy of The Goonies, unopened, for $50,000, and a VHS copy of Jaws, unopened, for $32,500. I actually have three copies of E.T. the Extraterrestrial on VHS, unopened. I don't know if they have any value whatsoever. Not sure. I wouldn't mind selling them for $50,000. I'll tell you what. I'll take $45,000 for them. How's that? Edison Lighthouse. Love Grows by Rosemary Goes. 8:13. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN.
She ain't got the money. Her clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, for love grows to where my Rosemary goes. And nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy. Say she's crazy.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Thank you.
Michael with the Jackson 5. I want you back. It's 819 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, this is interesting. Different states offer different payouts to people who are wrongly locked up in prison. Wisconsin gives you the least, $5,000 for every year you were in prison. Texas will give you the most. Get this, $80,000 a year for every year you were wrongly imprisoned. Lesson learned, if you're going to be locked up for something you didn't do, Texas, the place to be, right? Yeah. Here's Pete with the beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis learned a lot from his uncle, George Wendt. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, actor, writer, producer Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, told Ted Danson that Sudeikis found out about his uncle's death while in the writer's room at Ted Lasso, then added that they matched tears with laughter by watching compilations of George Wendt as Norm. Orlando Bloom is alive and well after his surgery. No reason to panic, Bloom fans. The actor had elective surgery, which was a blood filter procedure to remove microplastics or forever chemicals from his blood. The procedure is only available at one clinic in London, according to Collider. If you're thinking about checking out this procedure, just know that it costs 10 grand. Let's be honest, most of us will just have to cross our fingers and hope that having Tupperware in our blood isn't as bad as experts say. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Start the summer with a sparkling clean ride. Professional Detail on Lathrop Avenue will bring back that showroom shine with full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, and more. Your car deserves to look car show ready, so let the pros handle it. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
And to save even more at checkout, use the promo code ROSEN. That will be me. I'll give you more of a discount. So check out, put ROSEN in the promo code section to save even more.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN celebrates Independence Day this year as a proud 4th Fest sponsor, and you can help raise funds for the event by participating in the 4th Fest annual golf outing on June 28th at Ives Grove. Singles, couples, and foursomes are welcome. The fee is $120 per person and helps present all of the fun 4th Fest events. To reserve your spot, call Lou at 262-620-4274. Registration at 10, best ball starts at 11 as we prepare for 4th Fest.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers Baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station. WRJN.
I pretend that I'm happy, but I'm Mr. Blue. I pretend that I'm happy since I lost you.
Legend Lou Christie, who passed away yesterday at the age of 82, featuring some of his music this morning. And boy, that guy had a lot of hits. Trying to pick out which ones we should play, and we picked out three of his biggest. And Two Faces Have I. Lou Christie, the age of 82. A lot of rock and roll legends from the 60s. We're losing him. We just lost Sly Stone recently. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. Now Lou Christie. Yeah. How is this even possible? A homeless man living in a car in Minnesota with 47 cats in the car. On top of that, the day was found, temperatures had climbed over 90 degrees. The cats were rescued. They're going to be made available for adoption. How do you live with 47 cats in a hot car in Minnesota? How does that even happen?
The only girl I care about is gone.
Cascades, Rhythm of the Rain, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN on this longest day of the year. Today's the longest day. After today, the days get shorter and shorter. Summer kicks in, I think, at 9:52 p.m. tonight. And then it's summertime. It's 8:30, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Let's see what's going on with our news. And with all that, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An extreme heat watch is in place for the area starting tomorrow. Officially, it's Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties, and it runs from tomorrow until 6 p.m. on Monday. Temperatures are expected to hit 95 degrees, with the heat index reaching 105. Cooling centers will be running in the area. You can call 211 to find one near you. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine police are still seeking the public's help after two separate shootings Wednesday night, one of them fatal. The first saw a man shot in the neck at a home on Carlisle where a woman was arrested. He survived. Later that night, a man was killed by a gunshot to the chest on Marquette Avenue just west of Douglas. No suspects have been identified in the second shooting. Investigators are urging witnesses to step forward. Racine's iconic broadcaster Gary Sewer was honored last night at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Summer Conference. The event at the La Crosse Radisson saw Sewer posthumously receiving the Local Broadcast Legend Award. Sewer dedicated his 36-year career at WRJN to local sports and news, broadcasting over 2,100 games and earning multiple honors. The historic Horlick Field press box bears his name. The WBA recognized Sewer and other honorees at the event for their lasting impact on Wisconsin broadcasting. Sewer passed away in 2020. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible this morning, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows near 70. Hot and humid this weekend. Definitely find ways to stay cool. Highs in the mid-90s. Right now, it's 71.
I want a barbecue. I really want one. I want that so much. My father was the king of that. He loved that barbecue, the Lord of the Grill. He loved it very much. He built us a beautiful brick affair from one of the Popular Mechanics articles, but he must have, you remember those, the easy and fun. It was neither. The crucial measurement must have been under the staple in the magazine because the grill was on a tilt, and it's set in brick, so every hot dog we ever made rolled right onto the ground. Every time, just and you know, fathers, you just pick it up with those long tongs. Eh, nothing wrong with that one. There you go. Dad, you know, there's a moth on it. Oh, that's good for you. Go ahead, you know. And my mother was just, oh, for goodness sake, she'd take them into the house, wash them off. She'd wash them off and bring them out. I never had a hot dog in my entire life. She'd wash them off and bring them out. It was like eating long, round bologna. Awful food, but Dad could not be stopped.
Head coach from the Racine Raiders, Wilbert Kennedy, is with me right now. We're going to talk about the latest game coming up. Again, you guys are playing at Horlick Field tomorrow night, right? So it's a long homestand you guys have there for a while.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of road trips in the beginning, so
It's nice being home, but it's better when you're winning at home, too.
Now, last week, it was really tight. You had an overtime play, and you lost in one by 1 point in overtime. How did that happen? What happened? I think it's the 1 point. I don't know how you score 1 point in football.
Well, it wasn't the 1 point. What happened was we went in overtime. Each team gets an opportunity from the 25 because we're playing the college rules, NCAA rules. And we scored our touchdown, and they got a penalty, so we got another additional yardage. So we're half the distance to the goal line, so we're like on the one. I decided to go for two. We didn't get it. And then they ended up scoring their touchdown, and they kicked the field goal, and that's what made the difference between the 1 point.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's old history. Let's talk about new history to be made tomorrow night. The River City Rough Riders. Now, where are they from?
They're from La Crosse.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
Mississippi mm-hmm. River. That makes sense. River City Rough Riders coming into Horlick Field for a game tomorrow night. Now, is this going to make a difference? Tomorrow's high is supposed to be 94 degrees. How's that going to play into what you're going to do?
Well, we'll still play our same game, but yeah, it makes a huge difference. You know, it's like any other sport with the heat and the humidity, you know, guys are going to get dehydrated. So you like to have a lot of rotation going on. The one thing we are lacking right now is we have so many injuries that we don't have the depth that we had before. So hopefully these guys started hydrating yesterday and they got enough water in their system. This is going to be a rough one. I mean, that's hot. Guys are going to start cramping. So you might, you know, see guys drinking a lot of pickled juice and eating mustard trying to get rid of those cramps.
And a lot of people raising their hand, Coach, I got to go to the bathroom. Can I? You drink enough water, eventually you're going to wind up in the bathroom, right?
Eventually.
Coach, can you call a timeout? I really got to use the bathroom real quick. I'll be back in a second, Coach. All right, so the River City Rough Riders tomorrow night. Let me read what I have to read here. It's on the radio. If you can't make it to the game, you can make it on the radio. Pre-game 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Don Wadowitz calling the play-by-play. Racine Raiders football on WRJN brought to you by Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're in Tropic Time with WRJN. So you will know Coach Kennedy out there on the sideline. He's the one eating like an Italian ice with a frosted mug of root beer.
That would be me.
Stay, and he'll be wearing one of those little air conditioner hats on with the fans blowing out the side. But we're looking for.
Absolutely.
So the River City Rough Riders, tough team. I mean, they're all good. But is this a super tough team?
Well, they play in a different league, so you know they always come ready to play. They're a fine organization. They got some really good athletes, and you know their coach is from the Racine area. Don't ask me to say his name right now because I don't remember. But you know we got a little in-state rivalry going with them. We haven't lost to them yet, but. Every year we play them, and, you know, they give us a fight, and hopefully we can hold them off this year. But the way it's going, I think a couple teams have gotten us, so we got to be ready. I mean, the Rough Riders, they'll be ready to play football.
On another note, you just said you got back from an ATV, all-terrain vehicle camping trip, right?
Yeah, I was up north. Camping or glamping, whichever you want to call it. Went up with some buddies, took the motorhome, the UTVs, and had fun ripping around in the North Woods.
Oh, you went
a good time.
You had a mobile home up there. That's not camping.
No, I have a motorhome. I drove my motorhome up there. Yeah, that's camping to me. I don't know about anybody else. I'm not sleeping in no tent.
Well, that would be fine with me, too. I'm just not sleeping in a tent with bugs and serial killers roaming around in the woods. So I would stay in your camper. I told you it was one time in my life I went camping in the fifth grade. The teacher took just the boys, which you probably couldn't do today, took the boys with some fathers, went up camping, and we didn't have a tent. We just had sleeping bags, and it rained. We all woke up soaking wet in the morning. The wood was wet, couldn't start a fire. Our father took us into town at West Point and went to a diner to have breakfast. All the others were trying to get wood, you know, fires started. That was the only time I ever went camping in my life. I didn't have any bugs. It was soaking wet.
Well, I'll say this. The tent camping, that's for young people. I'm old. I'll stay warm and dry.
With satellite television and everything else in your camper. All right.
Oh, absolutely. You know this, yes.
All right, Coach Wilbur Kennedy, the Racine Raiders playing the River City Rough Riders tomorrow night, kickoff 7 o'clock at historic Horlick Field. Best of luck. We're rooting for our Raiders, okay?
All right, thank you much.
Talk to you next week. All right, Wilbur Kennedy, head coach for the Racine Raiders, right here at WRJN. You can hear the Raiders tomorrow night. Pregame 6:45, kickoff 7 o'clock. So keep it right here, okay? It's a Friday weekend coming around, and I know how you feel.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What?
What's this?
Uh-oh.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later, girl.
grass roots or the grassroots sooner or later. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJM. A study found you're mean to ugly people, even if you don't realize it. The study had people rate how much their coworkers are mean to them and then had strangers evaluate their attractiveness. Researchers found the people who were rated the least attractive reported the most meanness. So that's why people were mean to me all my life. Huh. Now I know.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Start the summer with a sparkling clean ride. Professional Detail on Lathrop Avenue will bring back that showroom shine with full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, and more. Your car deserves to look car show ready, so let the pros handle it. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Do you know a child who's coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers connections, planting seeds of hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Couldn't find my glasses there for a second. I couldn't see anything. Mike Clemens is here, and we're going to talk sports now for the next 10 minutes. And good to hear you again. You know, did you know that Gary Sewer, a legendary sportscaster here at WRJN, was honored by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association last night with the Broadcast Legend Award? Isn't that something?
Oh. Is that something new?
It was last night. I didn't know about it. I was asking people. And yeah, he was honored last night posthumously. Of course, he passed away in 2020. But, I mean, this guy's got the press box at Horlick Field named after him. Mm-hmm. And this is so well-deserved. I mean, he just loved local sports, local news. He was such a great person to work with. I worked with him for about 15, 20 years or whatever. And I'm glad he got that honor last night from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Hey, we've got Game 7 coming up in the NBA, huh?
Yeah, how about that? It hasn't happened in a while. Last night, the Pacers are at home with their backs to the wall, down 3-2 to the Oklahoma City Thunder in the best-of-seven series, and the Pacers came out roaring. I mean, by the third quarter, they were up by 30 points, and Tyrese Halliburton, this 25-year-old shooting guard that's out of Oshkosh North High School, class of 2018, even though he's out there with a strained right calf muscle, pretty amazing. Still got in 23 minutes of play, scored 14 points, some key three-pointers and 5 assists, and helped lead his team to this win last night. 108-91, the Pacers over the Thunder. So that forces a Game 7, which would be 7 o'clock Sunday night on ABC. Now, here's some numbers. The Thunder, Oklahoma City, they're 18-2 this year following a loss this season. They beat the Nuggets in Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals. And this is only the 20th Game 7 in NBA Finals history. NBA's been around, 80 years or so. On the 4 times, though, did the road team win a Game 7. So the Pacers have got their work cut out for them, because this thing will be going to Oklahoma City on Sunday night. The last Game 7 was 9 years ago in 2016 when LeBron James led the Cavaliers. They were down 3-1. They came back to win Game 7 and beat the Golden State Warriors to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Remember Larry O'Brien? He used to work for LBJ and was the head of the Democratic Party before he took over as the commissioner. Took over as the commissioner of the NBA back in the day. So that should be a pretty exciting game on Sunday night.
Remember actor Paul Giamatti, who has been in a ton of movies, up for Academy Awards? His father was baseball commissioner at one time.
That's right. Yeah, before Selig, I think.
Yeah, he talks about that occasion. But he's a big Academy Award actor now, and his dad was the commissioner. Hey, you never know who's going to be commissioner
next. Excellent actor.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti, very good. All right, the Brewers open a 3-game weekend series against the Twins at Target Field. It's going to be hot out there.
It is, right? They're going to be up there in Minneapolis tonight. Yesterday, the Brewers with a dramatic 8-7 win over the Cubbies. And it got to be the ninth inning, Don, and all of a sudden, Trevor McGill is the Brewers' closing pitcher, and he's putting these balls right over the plate, and the umpire's calling balls. And Pat Murphy just started, yelling. You could read his lips. There's nothing you can repeat on the radio. It was amazing he didn't get ejected from the game. But even the TV announcers, they're watching the replays, and clearly this ball's inside the box for the strike zone, and they didn't know what was going on. And afterwards, somebody asked Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager, "Are some of those calls erratic?" He says, "You said it. I didn't say it. He said it." It's a reporter. But they got through it. And now they're going to head to Minneapolis tonight to open up a weekend series against the Twins. You know, we've talked so much about Bob Uecker and how great he was as a baseball announcer and funny. You remember Pat Hughes?
Yes.
Was his sidekick for about 12 years?
Yes.
Before he got the job with the Cubs, like back in the 90s, right? And so I listened to some of Pat Hughes doing the games. He's pretty funny, too. Like, he was talking about, this pitcher that the Brewers are going to have tonight. He says, and you don't run for the Brewers pitcher tomorrow night up in Minneapolis. It'll be Jacob Mizorowski. Did I say Jacob right?
That is good. I like that.
Yeah, the Miz, this kid that is like 23, 24 years old for the Brewers and can throw the ball 103 miles an hour going up against Joe Ryan in that game tonight against the Twins.
So a baseball bat got stuck in the net. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, Sal Frelick, was at bat for the Brewers, and the bat came slipping out of his hands and gets stuck up in the net, the safety net, behind home plate, about 15, 20 feet up in the air, and it's just hanging there. So all of a sudden, some kid, actually, a man looked like to be in his late 20s, wearing Ray-Bans, a polo shirt, some khaki pants, he jumps onto the net and starts climbing it like Spider-Man. And he goes up there and pulls that bat out of the top of the net and brings it down. Well, when he comes down, there's a bunch of ushers there saying, "Okay, here you go. Yeah, thank you." And he makes them, they make him hand the bat over to them, and the game resumes. Well, after the game, Sal Freelich came over and waved the young man over and said, "Hey, kid, that was pretty sharp." And so he gave him his bat and autographed it and said, "Hey, nice climb."
Oh, that is good. Freelich. Yeah.
So he got like a souvenir bat, you know, after the game was over with. But, yeah, that story is going national this morning.
I don't know what you do with this information, but I found this out yesterday. There are no laws preventing NBA, NFL, or any other sports league from rigging their games. Isn't that amazing? Now, there's no laws against it. It doesn't mean there's no baseball rules, but there's no laws against that.
That's because, you know what the senators are doing in the lobby of the U.S. Senate chambers. They're betting on games. So.
Rigging games. All right, let's see. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about the Packers.
I had a chance to sit down with the Packers' new president and CEO, Ed Policy. He's been with the operation for 12 years, and I said, boy, you know, you've been there for Titletown and, you know, building the new football operations building with both the coaches and the GM and all the scouts and coaches and players are in there. They're renovating the locker room, the NFL draft. He's been there for all of that. I said, so what's next? He says, there's three things, Mike. We got to win games. We got to make sure the Packers stay in Green Bay, and we'll always do things to strengthen our community. And that got out there, and people were like, whoa, what do you mean stay in Green Bay?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Packers shareholder. I'm one of the owners. You're not going anywhere. And I think what he's saying is, you know, look, do you remember that story is out about 6 months ago that the Packers were kind of arm wrestling back and forth with the city in Green Bay about the lease for the stadium and, you know, through 2030 or something like that? And it sort of got tabled. I think he's trying to say, we need to get that taken care of. You know, we come on, city of Green Bay. We need to just step up and take care of that. So that's what he's basically saying is, you know, what one of the first things he has to get done is to secure their location there.
Didn't somebody just buy a professional sports team the other day?
Los Angeles Lakers were bought by the corporation. Jeannie Buss, her father, Dr. Buss, back in 1979, bought the Lakers for $67 million and turned them into this tremendous franchise and all those championships from Kobe and Magic on down. And the corporation that owns the Dodgers bought them for $10 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
$10 billion.
Whoa. Yeah. Hey, you know, I've been seeing lately on YouTube, and this one really bothers me. A lot of these youth leagues are playing, and they're dirty. Some of these kids, they trip people. One guy smacked another player because he didn't like the way he slid into base. I don't like that stuff, especially in a little league. I don't like it in baseball, period. But in a little league, come on, there's no room for that. I mean, they got to put an end to that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, we always worry about, you know, heightened violence everywhere in society. But at the same time, too, when we were having schoolyard brawls and stuff, and, you know, the teachers that were monitoring the playground, they just said, let it happen for a while. Boys will be boys. And then they separated. They didn't have cell phones with cameras back then.
Yeah.
I mean, everything gets caught on camera these days, including body cams on officers. So a lot of this stuff gets captured and then posted so everyone can share every little violent act that goes on, whether it's a little league game.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's usually not between the players. It's usually the parents.
Yeah, parents a lot. Yeah, get involved.
You know, that's where the real fights are.
I'm a seer of the future sometimes, and I see at a future Wisconsin Broadcasters Convention, Mike Clemens, legendary broadcaster of the year.
You know, they got Gary's name up there on the press box. I'll be named. They'll probably name the refreshment stand after me.
We have the men's room. The Mike Clemens Clemens men's room is right over
there. Stall number three. Yeah, there's a little plaque.
Yeah, stall
up there. Yeah.
Urinal number two, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike, you have a great weekend. Keep nice and cool tomorrow. It's going to be a hot weekend when you're traveling. And we'll talk to you next Friday once again, all right?
Thank you, Don Rosen.
All right, there you go. Mike Clemens watching Sports Wars here. I will catch you Monday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Summer starts tonight. I think, 9:52, somewhere around there. You can have a hot weekend. Stay cool. If you know someone doesn't have air conditioning, maybe you can cool them off in your house, all right? 9 o'clock, Dan's coming.